الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Before coming to our actual subject of this ayah, MashaAllah, and that you are Hazrat Maulana Rafiq Khaturani Sahib for the beautiful Ash'ar. Before the Ash'ar, we all should think of this Ash'ar is about dua, making dua to Allah Ta'ala. So how well is my slot of making dua? Have I got time to make dua? Like we got time for Fajr Namaz, we got time for shop, we got time for toilet also. When is my time for dua? Dua is an ibadat on its own, and for which also we have to have the kayfiyat of dua, the alfaz of dua, that will come later. But to have that slot of dua, the time for dua, and in fact we should be having quite a few times, but at least minimum one time. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq that we have a good time of thought, which we all understand is tahajjud time. Allah give us tawfiq that time. Otherwise, before Maghrib, just before Maghrib, that is also a very good time, or between Azan and Iqamah. After we made Iqamah, Azan was given, we made our sunnah, there is time. That time du'as are also very accepted. Also it is narrated in the hadith, on a Wednesday afternoon, between Zuhar and Asr, those du'as are also very much accepted. So anyway, in any of these, those times, have I got time to make du'a? And then the du'a, that beautifully, mashallah, as our Shaykh has explained, that we should make du'a, and Allah reward Maulana for explaining to us how the du'a should be made. So Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to fix a time for du'a. And du'a, there are so many things to make du'as about. Du'as for our own personal things. How much do we make du'a? For our health, for our iman, our Islam, husna khatima. And who of us thinks of that? Also with regard to du'a, a common thing is when we give one another du'a, it is usually, may Allah give you a long life. Just a long life, what is a long life worth? If that life is beset with all difficulties and hardship, as we see all people, what difficulties they go through, so what is the use of this? Some people here will say, with afiyat. And if it is with afiyat, alhamdulillah. But then too, if it is in the disobedience of Allah, the more longer a person has got a life, and what happens, and more he is disobedient of Allah, more it is a burden, it's a big problem for him. So really, the life must be for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And that we are preparing for Akhirah. And that and how many of us, when we do make dua also, do we make dua for ourselves, or our children, our grandchildren, whatever it is, our friends, etc., for their qabr? We hardly think about that. And the life on the day of Qiyamah, those things are ujjah. They are out of our minds. Whereas those are the primary things. Our dunya's life, in any case, is going to come to an end. And it is a short-lived life. The real life is the life of Akhirah. And the Qabr's life, إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ, till the day of Qiyamah. Allah, let me take a lesson. Let us all take a lesson. And let us think. And if we take a lesson, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. From the people of Gaza, it's really out of this world. That they do it, they know they're going to be killed. The people are after them. But yet they happily accept it. Mark them in front of them. and what tortures they are going through, what difficulties they are going through. If we have to get Ushre Ashir, a fraction of that, what will be my condition? How will I fare? So, how many of us really do make dua also for this? Our Shaykh Jazakumullah Khair has taught us so beautifully that this ayat of the Quran is Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. Whenever there is some difficulty, hardship, somebody has passed away, we read this ayat, and many of the burial committees have got this ayat written also on their notices. We belong to Allah, and to Allah we are going to return. But how much of that reality is in our lives, that I belong to Allah Ta'ala? I don't belong to myself. I don't belong to my wants and fancies and my desires. I belong to Allah. And to Allah am I going to return. How many of us have got that within us, that I'm going to be returning to Allah Ta'ala? And then again, Alhamdulillah, Allah's fazl, we studied in madrasa, etc. But what we learned from our share, we didn't get that really in the madrasa. Oh, it was there, but perhaps as students we didn't pay attention. When during the lessons, etc., our mind was not there. Our Shaykh, Jazakumullah Khair, and Allah give us the best of the best in the Akhirah for all our marhumin. How Hazrat went out of his way to teach us deen. So Hazrat said that we read this ayah, but we only read the outward ayah. In the hadith it comes when we read this ayah, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, that we belong to Allah, and that we are going to be returning to Allah Ta'ala. That reality should be us. We should be with us. And then together with that we should read this which comes in the hadith, Allahumma ajurna fi musibatina. When this ayat is usually read when there is some musibat, some difficulty, hardship. Oh Allah, reward us with this musibat that has come. Allahumma ajurna fi musibatina. Give us ajr in it. وَخْلُفْ لَنَا خَيْرًا مِنْهَا. And in its place, this musibah, give us something better than this. And normally we don't read that. That is what we should be reading. Oh Allah, this musibah has come. Whatever musibah, difficulty, hardship, but give us something better than that. Then read the end of the ayat also, how the ayat goes, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Those people who have read this and do this, on them is the rahmat, ذَلْكَ عَلِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِ. Salawat from Allah Ta'ala. Salawat is the special mercy of Allah, which is really exclusive for the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. But there are various occasions Allah has mentioned in the Quran Sharif also, like here, other places, that people who do those amal, Allah Ta'ala showers them with a little bit of that salawat, which is for the Anbiya alayhi salam. That very special mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Salawat means special mercy of Allah Ta'ala, and which is really exclusive for the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. But like in this place, many other places also, Allah Ta'ala says for these people, salawat alayhi wa rahmim wa rahmah, and these are the guided people. But we normally don't do that. Unfortunately also, we normally take any news that comes as a news item. We get a notice that somebody has passed away. How many of us really make dua maghfirah? How many of us will at least read three times full hu Allah? And many of the notices Allah reward them, they write, they also recite three times ayah. The Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, really three times. But how many of us really do that? Really, we just take it as a news item. And that is all. Whereas, for a woman, everything he should take ibrat from it. He should take a lesson from there. He should just take it as a news item. He should take it as something of a lesson for himself. So, and then again, there is another dua also. When we hear of any difficulty of any person, any somebody, Allah save us all, somebody met up with an accident, somebody some illness or anything, then there is a dua in the Hadith Sharif that Alhamdulillah illadhi aafani, and if we read the plural, Alhamdulillah illadhi aafana mimma ibtalahum bihi wa faddalana ala kathirin mimma khalaqa tafdeela. There is a dua really, you all should read, learn, and we should read it also. Whenever we hear about any hardship, difficulty of any person, we should read this dua. Because the virtues of this dua, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that that difficulty which reached that person, then a person who reads this, Allah will save him. So at least, if we don't want to do anything for that person, three times qul huwallah, isale sawab for him, then at least for our own good, that we get saved from that difficulty of hardship, we should read this dua. Alhamdulillah illadhi aafani mimma ibtalahum bihi wa faddalana ala kathirin mimman khalaqa tafdeela. And another great virtue of that is, we will be making a sunnah alive. And today, how many people read this dua? If we will read it, we will get the sawab. In fact, Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah says, of making a sunnah alive, which our Shaykh Dawud Barakatuh taught us, is that man amila biha. By making amal on a sunnah, you make the sunnah alive. Doesn't really mean you make the sunnah alive in the whole community, in the all of the people. Just by making amal on it, you make the sunnah alive. When you get the sawab of 100 shaheed, and during these times of this fitna and great trials and tribulation, Allah's mercies are also upon you. Allah's mercy is so great and so much. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making dua and not taking things as news items, etc. Then with regard to this ayat al-kareema, Allah Ta'ala says, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. On this day have I completed your deen for you. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. And I have completed my ni'mat upon you. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And I am satisfied, رَضِي with Islam as your religion, as your way of life. Allah reward the ulama. Hazrat Maulana Idris Kandemi Rahmatullah Ali, in Ma'arifun Quran is written so valuable points with regard to this ayat, and we share them so that all of us can benefit. One Yahudi Jew came to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said, there's an ayat in the Quran Sharif, if that ayat or a similar ayat is revealed to us, we should have made that a day of Eid for us. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu understood what he's referring to, and he said that is a double Eid for us. The day this ayat was revealed, it was a Friday, it was after Asr, and it was in Arafah. So it was Eid on Eid for us. So we really appreciate this great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One great point, Hazrat Maulana Idris Kandelvi rahmatullah alayhi has written that this ayat was revealed on in Arafah. Dhul-Hijjah, which is the last month of the year. Though it isn't the end of the year, it is the ninth of Dhul-Hijjah. So it's the last month of the year. Then it was revealed after Asr, which is not the end of the day, but the last part of the day. After that, the sun is going to set. And then it was revealed at the end of the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lived on a Monday 83 days only after that. Took about 2.5 months. This was in Dhul-Hijjah. And in Rabiul Awwal, Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left this temporary world. And it was also that it was a completion of our deen. Because this was now Hajj was completed here. Up to now, the Hajj wasn't still done in the Ummah. Now the Hajj was completed, the Hajj al-Wada,
Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. So the Hajj was completed also. So with that, Deen was completed also. But the Hajj also, it was Al-Hajj al-Arafah. The main part of Hajj is Arafah. But Hajj is not, doesn't come to a completion with Arafah. After that is Muzdalifah at night. Then it is Mina. Then it is back to Makkah, Tawaf again, pelting of the Shayateen. But all this is towards the end. So all this Allah Ta'ala has brought it towards the end of everything. And the completion of Hajj also, which is now the completion of our Deen. So now Deen was completed. Also a very important, a deep point that was with regard to this, that when the ayah of the surah was revealed, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ. So everyone was happy. When إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ, the help of Allah Ta'ala comes, and the great opening comes now. Fatha, Fathi Mubin from Allah Ta'ala. People entering into Islam afwaja in huge amounts. Everyone was happy. But Sayyidina Umar, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was crying. So the people asked, everyone is happy. It's the occasion now where Islam is going to spread and all going to enter into the fold of Islam. But he said that there is a message now that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's mission is completed. Now Allah will be calling him back to you. His mission is completed. So this was, the mission was completed there in Arafah. And now after that was the time that, and of course, anyone, and may Allah give us all tawfiq to study the seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One friend of ours who has gone for Hajj and mashallah ziyarat of Medina, and the enjoyment he got in the ziyarat of Medina, he said, I really enjoyed it. But he said, I realized one great weakness of mine. I came in the presence of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but I don't know who is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And here is the time for reflection for me, on myself, for each one of us, that how much do we know our Nabi? So he said that I have determined that I'm going to be reading a kitab on seerah, on the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, every day I will read. So many other things we know so well. Of details about so many things we know. But about our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how many children did he have? How many of us will be able to answer that? How many daughters, the sons of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam? How many of us will be able to answer that? Other basic questions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When we hear a talk or we read a kitab, things are fresh in our minds, and that time it is there. But afterwards it isn't. We know our own birthday so well, but the birthday of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which date was he born, where we know many other things so well we know, but about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah, to try and read a kitab on seerah also. And to learn about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So anyway, so when Islam was completed now, so a very important point to understand that Allah Ta'ala says, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. I have completed your deen for you. Now, many of us generally we take deen to be our religion. And one way it is correct also, it is your deen, your religion. But really to understand it properly, it is referring to your way of life. Religion for a Muslim is not that we follow a certain religion, certain rituals. That religion is one department in our life. No. It is a complete way of life. For a Muslim, religion is his public life, his private life. From morning to night. Business life, his life at home. Everything is what is deen. Now normally what we take and what they want us to understand, to accept, that Islam is your religion. That is, like for example, if some boys are playing cricket or soccer and time for prayers come, for example, or anything else, then the Hindus will go to their section, Jews will go there, Christians, Muslims to there. So just in religion we are different. No, for us everything is according to, it's a way of life. So Allah Ta'ala says, يَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. On this day have I completed your deen for you. Have I completed your way of life. How you should live from morning to night. How your public life and your private life. Now at this point each one of us think, how much is my life governed by Islam, by this dhammat of Allah Ta'ala. And how much do I live my life according to my whims and desires? How much do I live my life according to the norms of society? What people want, how people do things, etc. How much do I live my life according to that? Every one of us should think. And this is an ayat that we should reflect on. And we should think, how much am I practicing upon this? وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نَعْمَتِي. And I have completed my ni'mat upon you. This week, yeah, also, Allah rewards me on an English standard. We highlighted this point that Allah says, I have completed my ni'mat upon you. So, and He gives the example and the explanation that Musa alayhi salatu was salam, in his time, his religion was complete. But compared to the religion of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his religion was not complete. But for him in his time, his religion was complete. The example is that of a student who is, for example, in the third year of study. Whatever he is studying in the third year, that is complete for him. But compared to the whole course of 6 and 7 years, then that is not complete. So Allah Ta'ala gave Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam his religion for the Bani Israel. During his time, that religion was complete for him. And whatever, and it was also limited to the Bani Israel. It wasn't a religion for the whole world. Whereas Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, deen, Islam, Allah made for the whole world. And if we go and see, every Nabi was given much more longer time. The shortest time that was given for Nubuwwat was 23 years. The life of Nubuwwat was only 23 years. And then Allah Ta'ala gave Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam a duty for till Qiyamah. It was the shortest time and the longest period. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was given a duty not only for the Arabs, but for the whole world. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was given a duty not only for mankind, but for jinnat also. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is Allah's Nabi towards the jinnat also. Inna sami'na fi Qur'an al-Ajma yahdi ila rush. And the jinnat also, they also listened to the Qur'an Sharif. They brought iman and they went and give da'wah to the other fellow people. And brought there, asked them also to accept Islam. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was for everyone. There was no limit in anything. As far as time is concerned, as far as the area is concerned, as far as people are concerned, everything. So, and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us that deen. So, and this deen that was with the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the deen was complete in their time. Also, in our deen, at the beginning, Zohar, Asr and Isha, all were 2 rakats only. Afterwards, they were made 4 rakats. So by the time this ayat was revealed, they were made 4 rakats. So that completion also, 2 rakats at that time, that was the right thing. That was also the completion of deen. But when it was actually now 4 rakats, Zohar, Asr, Isha, then that is now the completion. So Allah Ta'ala gave us the whole completion of deen and gave us a perfect deen. Now very important it is for us to consider that what is our appreciation of this ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has given us this deen, has made it, and Allah out of His fadl. Nobody of us asked to be born Muslims. Allah Ta'ala gave us birth in Muslim homes. Also, the Mufassirin explained that our ruh that came in our body That was only by the fazl of Allah Ta'ala.
And
most of us sitting here, we are born Muslims. And those who have reverted to Islam, that is also by the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Only whom Allah Ta'ala chooses, they get the tawfiq of reverting and coming into Islam. And may Allah keep us all firm in Islam also. And that is also only by the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala. So all this ni'mat which Allah Ta'ala has given, and He has brought us into the fold of Islam, and He has kept us in deen, how much are we appreciating it now? This deen of Islam which Allah has given us, how much are we practicing upon it? Which is really what it should be, that our whole life should be according to this deen. And that was with regard to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. How Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made effort on them. And every effort, every aspect of deen, Allah ta'ala made it very, very easy for them. And they were die hard. How today we see the people of Gaza, how in fact on one occasion, one Sahabi that was caught by their enemies, and they were torturing him. In the procedure, they told him that perhaps you will be wishing now that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was on your plate and you should be free. You should have no difficulty. He says, Wallah, I will not wish, I can have all the difficulties. I will not even wish a thorn to prick my Nabi alayhi salam. What iman is it? So Allah Ta'ala has blessed them. And at the same time, with all this, we must also never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. As weak as we are, but Allah's mercy is very, very great. And a person, it comes in the Hadith Sharif also, that a person who fears the punishment of Allah, Allah Ta'ala saves that person from his punishment. So we should always have that within us. And therefore, we should be reading Quran Sharif also. And Quran Sharif, all of us, one friend of ours, mashallah, he reads every ayat and he reads the translation. He's not an alim, not a hafiz also. But that is how he reads. And he says the amount he benefits from that. That he reads the ayat in Arabic, then he reads the translation in English. And then we come to know what is the message of the Quran Sharif. First of all, as far as Quran Sharif is concerned, we will just discuss a little bit of in there. Each one of us, we can ask ourselves, who of us reads Quran Sharif? Today, one of the great deficiencies in our life is that we don't read Quran Sharif. Even if a person is a hafiz or a non-hafiz, how much of Quran Sharif do we read? And then the recitation of Quran Sharif is required with the tadabbur. That is with thinking of the meaning. It isn't like the parrot just reading and not understanding what it is reading. That you should be understanding what you are reading. And ayats of the nations of before Ad, Qom, Thamud, Lut, the Qom of Lut, all those, and how Allah's azab came on those people. Fir'aun, etc. And the ayats with regard to Jahannam, the ayats with regard to Jannat and the Na'mat. Really, the Quran Sharif reading should be such that it makes a person be awake. Because the reading of the subject matter is such that it won't allow you to sleep. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So how much of Quran Sharif do we read? And in that regard, there are, mashallah, some of our friends, just for inspiration, how much they read. One good friend of ours, he says that a very busy man, very rich man also, and big business. So I told him, I don't think you get time to read Quran Sharif, you are so busy. But also he told me just before that in our discussion, that every year his Taraweeh he makes. And a person who can maintain Taraweeh even in his later years of his life, is the one who reads every day Quran Sharif. Otherwise just to read in Ramadan and prepare, it's a bit difficult. So he says, Maulana, that is no big deal. Every day before Fajr, 1 hour, I read my 3 suparas. And for a hafiz to read 3 suparas, in 1 hour is just easy. And if you read it every day, when Ramzan comes, there is no difficulty whatsoever. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we read Quran Sharif also. And we read it with taking in consideration the meaning also. And the Quran Sharif is enough as a wa'iz for us, as a lecture. The person who will read Quran Sharif regularly, he won't need any other lecture in his life. The Quran Sharif is sufficient for him as a lecture. So the Quran Sharif is a very great namat of Allah Ta'ala. And that Allah Ta'ala, and when this ayat was revealed, after this there were no real ayats with regard to rulings that are concerned. Some encouragement, etc., some ayats like that were revealed. But deen was completed now. So anyway, with this complete deen that Allah Ta'ala has given us, we must consider now what is my attitude towards deen. How much am I practicing upon deen? And how much am I, the norms of society? Today, very sadly, what is a person says also. In fact, one person told that other people, they make deen very difficult. We give you an easy deen. It's not a matter of following an easy or difficult deen. It is a matter of following the correct deen. Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. That path which Allah Ta'ala, on whom Allah showed His favor. And who are they? Al-Ladina an'amta alayhim min al-Nabiyyin wa Siddiqin wa Shuhada wa Salihin. The path of those people. So how much is my life in correspondence with that? And how much is my life in correspondence with what the public wants, the flow, what the people say? And is my, well, in the first question in the qabr, ma deen, what was your deen? So was that an easy deen, or was it the deen that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam came with? Deen of the Quran Sharif. And we are, people can deny many things, but one thing nobody can deny is mort and death. Death has to come to everyone. And each and every one, kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut, will face of death. And death is such a thing that it shivers run down the spine of a person when you think of death. Three great philosophers who have written so much on the ruh, on the soul, that we make so much effort for dunya, we build up our dunya, and we make our life of enjoyment. But mort comes and it takes everything away. What is this mort? And with scientific research now, they even put all cameras and all things to see that at the time of mort, what is it that happens? What happens there? And they write books and books. And not only books they write, not only shelves will be filled, but whole libraries are filled. But they can't come to any conclusion. Whereas Allah Ta'ala has given the answer of what the ruh is. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْرُوحِ. They ask you about the ruh. قُلِ الْرُوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّ. Say the ruh, only three words, mean أَمْرِ رَبِّ. It is the command of my Rabb. As long as the ruh is in the body, you see, for example, in a hospital, may Allah protect us all, a person is in ICU, and you've got so many pipes attached to him, monitoring machines, etc. The nurses are running up and down. We check him on everything. But as soon as the ruh goes out, then everything comes to an end. So it is the ruh that is the important thing. And we all, mort is to come to all of us. Well, how is our mort going to come? I have to think myself also. How is our mort going to come? Fortunate are those people, very fortunate are those people who have a wonderful mort. And even in these days, therefore I say, don't lose hope. Even in these days, there are so many people who are getting so beautiful mort. One friend of us told us that a friend of his, 90-year-old, he, old man, he read Surah Muzammil, he read some other surahs, which is what his mamula, his normal. And after that he passed away. A nice, good, smart people. May Allah be kind to all of us and give us a good walk. The final criteria is how what will come to a person. That is the final criteria. So we have to try and live our life when Allah gave us a perfect religion. Allah perfected it for us. Allah completed it for us. And Allah says, وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامُ دِينًا. And I am happy with you as Islam, your way of life. In this also the ulama writes that Allah Ta'ala's favor, one is Allah completed the deen. And at the beginning, when the Islam had just started, at the beginning when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam started his mission, then there were very few adherents to the deen of Islam. And the kuffar all were assured that this is just a new thing that has come and it will die down. And the followers will also give up and they will return to their old religion again. But it was a time not long, 9th year of Hijri, when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam made Hajjatul Wada, and Islam then spread in the whole Arabian Peninsula. Together with completing deen, Allah gave istihkam. Allah Ta'ala made deen firm also. So much so that all the non-Muslims were now convinced that Islam can never ever come to an end. Until today, they all are convinced that Islam, the deen of Islam, is a religion that is here to stay. And the adherence, especially now with the people of Hizra, who are showing their method, how they are adhering to deen, no matter what they are doing to them, they are not giving up at all. May Allah give us an aota of that type of Islam and that type of devotion towards deen. So that we can also practice deen in its entirety, in its completion. So the important thing now is for us to see that when we have got this deen and this complete deen, what am I going to do about it? How am I going to try that I adapt and bring deen into my life? And another thing is also that we are going to leave this deen for our children. What type of deen we are going to be practicing, that is what our children are going to be also practicing. So what kind of a deen are we practicing? What kind of a deen will our children practice? This time is moving on. And we are all busy with our dunya. How many of us, even those of us who are regarded to be in deen, how much are we in deen? We are also engaged in war. We are worried of our houses. House must be right. The car must be right. My clothes must be right. We are more worried about that. Who are really worried about the deen? Presently now, what is happening in Gaza, other parts of the world, Darfur, Sudan, in India, in Bihar, in Kashmir, other places, how the Muslims are being treated. How many of us are aware of it also? Yeah. In China, how the Muslims are being treated. In Myanmar, Rangoon, what's the condition there? Burma, what's the condition there? Everywhere, how the Muslims are, and how much are we even worried about them? Even our dua, how much are we making dua for those Muslims? We are more worried about our own. So in the first place, as I explained at the beginning, we haven't got a slot for dua also. We are just making dua for some material, dunya thing. We all have to be very concerned and see that we turn our attention towards me. This is our purpose of coming for this majalis. This is what is called in Islam. So that we get reminded. And in the reminder, it's not only to remind the audience, but the speaker himself, to remind myself also, that what I have to be doing. How much we have to be concerned. And whichever level we are, make shukr. That is very important. But look at going to a higher level. As far as dunya's matters are concerned, we are told indeed, look at those, as far as dunya is concerned, who are lower than you, we've got less than you, then you'll make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And if you look at those who are more higher, then you also want to get those things. And that is our condition today. So if there's certain people in the family, they've got this kind of car, they've got this kind of house, this kind of appliances, so we must also have that. So we want to become like that. And we see somebody with regards to deen is more in deen. We say, well, he's at a higher level. That is all. No, we have to try to become more better than that person. As far as deen is concerned, become more better and go more higher than the other people who with regard to their deen. So this is what we have to try and make an effort on. And this is what I have to bring within me. And each one of us, we have to work towards this. And we have to beg Allah Ta'ala. And the starting point is dua. And we have to take out, Allah Ta'ala, give me tawfiq. Give us all tawfiq that we fix our time. At least one time in the day for dua. And if we can fix more times, all the better. And then slowly we can learn all the various aspects of dua. How to make dua. How to make dua for ourselves, for other people. And then as far as deen is concerned, then we try and bring more deen into our life. And this is what will be our Islam. How much we make an effort to bring more deen into our life. So we are all walking together on this path and going towards Allah Ta'ala. And together we should try and help one another and encourage one another. Today also, a safe path is that if I see anyone doing wrong, I don't judge him. I fear it will upset the apple cart, or he will get there, or he will feel hurt. Whereas the real love for a person is for his need. A person is not making namaz, I don't tell him. A person's beard is not right. A lady is not in parda. She's just moving around without parda, or she's making parda, but not proper parda. We never get the tawfiq to tell them. So all these things are those things that we should be concerned about, and we should try and help one another on dealing with matters. Whereas in dunya matters, if somebody has got any shortfall, we are always ready there to help, and we always give a helping hand for that. But as far as deen is concerned, and this ummah, Allah Ta'ala says, kuntum khayra ummati. You are the best of all the ummah. And you have been taken out, ukhrijat lin-nas. Not for yourself. Not for the Muslims, lin-nas. Your goodness and your purpose is lin-nas. And what is that goodness? That this must be your shewa. This must be your way. Ta'muruna bil-ma'ruf. Watanhawna anil-munkar. That you command the right and you forbid the evil. That must be your natural way. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we bring these things into our lives and we make an effort in this direction. Otherwise we just keep on coming to the majalis and we listen, but then we still just carry on with our own things and we don't bring any change, then that's not the purpose of the majalis. Alhamdulillah, the sawab we get. We feel we have done our duty also. We have come, we have attended, we have listened also. But the real thing is to bring this into our life and to bring it, make it part of our life. And that deen becomes first and foremost. And we realize this great namat that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. And we live up to it. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah, to try and live according to this.